This is the spring semester beginning, class number one. The date is February the 3rd, 1983. It's the second year Greek class of the Baptist Bible Seminary and Baptist Bible Institute, sponsored by the Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, the director and teacher and professor of Greek speaking. We're going to take tonight the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 30, and Dana and Maddie's Grammar, pages 181 to 189. And the paragraphs 172 to 176. This is, as I say, on Thursday evening, February 3rd, 1983.
Let's open up with a word of prayer as we begin our class. I'm glad that we're all here. Glad that finally was able to go over with you to help you. Dear Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you that this new semester can begin at this time on our Greek class. We pray that thou wouldst guide us and direct us. Be with Bill and his duties that call him away this evening from our class. Help him to do the very best job he can for this job that he has, and also for the Lord Jesus Christ. Be with Ruth and Mr. Arson as they're here in our class, and encourage us, Lord, as we study this language. We thank you for the grace of our Savior and for his wonderful picture of himself in John 10 as a good shepherd that giveth his life for the sheep. So guide us and guard us and help us. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, let's turn then to John 10 and begin reading, and I'll play the tape there. Start with Ruth, and then you can read it and go on from there.
The Gospel of John, chapter 10. John 10:1. Amen, amen, lego hymen. Hame et echomenos dia te thuros. Esten aulein ton probaton ala anabainon ala chosen ekinos kleptes esti kai leistes.
Okay, I'll read that and then we'll translate it.
Amen, amen, lego humi hov me
echomenos
dia te thura esten alein ton probaton ala anabainon ala kron alakosin
alakosin, yes, that's the problem.
Ekinos klepte esti kai lesti.
Okay.
Truly, truly, I say to you, could you say, he who comes not to the door, or does that have to be? It is he, because it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's the one who
not
does not
coming through the door into the fold of the sheep, but coming up another way. That one is a thief and a robber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. There, is there common us is what the root?
Yes, a participle.
And probably speaks of the Lord's proper entrance into the Israelitish Messiahship by the lineage and various other things. He's the door in the proper way, not the thief and robber. Comes through the door of prophecy. All right, any other comments, questions on one?
I may ask something.
Uh-huh.
I have spent all that time, but now just ahead to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Why is amen, amen, is not translated in English. Amen, 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 amen. Why in English we must translate truly, truly?
Well, I guess the expression amen, amen is sort of a Hebrew expression. I think that's the same
word. No, the Romanian language is the
same. Romanian also. Amen, amen. I mean, that's originally, I think.
But we say amen.
Yes, yes. And Hebrew means I believe it, and, you know, so be it, and things like that.
Yes.
But I guess they're translating it as to what it means as a particle, you know, rather than just the transliterating it over in amen, amen. It means truly or verily. Let's see, let me look that up to be clear on it. Because
there are another place where they say adever, adever, which means aletheia, aletheia.
True, 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 that's it. Mm-hmm. The amen is a particle, and I guess it's an adverbial particle, I would say. Truly, truly, or in truth. Let me see what that meaning is given there. I think it comes over from the Hebrew, which is used there. What does it say?
That's Hebrew.
Yes, yes. Amen. Right, firm or faithful or true, see. Mm-hmm. So they're translating that amen, I mean, firm, faithful, and true. Use the particle both of affirmation and assent in truth, verily, most certainly, so be it, and so on, the faithful and true one, ha, amen, the one who is faithful and true. Now, the New International Version says it is true, or it is a truth, that's not it. Well, there's no, it is a truth at all. It's truly, truly, or verily, verily, or, you know, mm-hmm. this. So they misconstrue, I know, in the passage that I just looked up this last month in our
region. Do we have the International Version?
No, I don't have it here with me, but I'm saying I'm criticizing that in our Bible for a news report.
I got the whole thing in really this.
Oh, is that?
So I'm going to record.
Yeah.
So yes, I have to ask some more tapes then.
Yes. Yeah. All right, go right ahead and Ruth for verse 2, please. 10:2.
John, 10:2. Hode erkomenos dia teis pyros, tomein esti ton probaton.
All right.
He who is coming through the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
All right. And there accommodates your common same as present, mm-hmm. the shepherd of the sheep. All right. Very good. Any questions or comments on 2? All right. 3, Ruth.
John 10:3. Tuto ha phyros anoge kai to probata teis bones autu akue kai ta ilia probata kale kat onoma kai ex age auta.
All right.
To this one, the doorkeeper is opening, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Leads them out. Brings them out. All right. Very good. So. Anoige is what there is.
Present.
Anoigo, huh? To open up, all right. Naku is first present. Fone is present. Ex age is what?
Present.
Exago, that's right. To go out, to lead out. Mm-hmm. All right, any other comments on 3? Leads is on she's kata onoma. Kata onoma. By name, it's a distributed sentence. Each by his own name. He knows it by our name. All right? Mm-hmm.
I have something. We had a discussion about the weak sex. Who is the weak sex?
Mm-hmm. The weaker sex, huh?
And also, Ruth mentioned that it is written that the husband is the head
mm-hmm.
of the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I understand wrong when I say that he's the head of wife to have the responsibility to protect her more than to be both?
Uh-huh. Well, that certainly is true. I think he is in charge and he's to protect her. That's true. God holds him responsible for whatever may go mm-hmm. right or wrong with that.
But she has that responsibility too. When,
oh, yes.
When the man is all day long in the work, she remains
oh, yes.
with the house, cleaning house.
That's right.
Chicken, children,
uh-huh.
and cooking. And I think she has enough.
That's right. The Bible says in 1 Timothy that I will that the younger women marry, be good keepers of the house, guide the house. And that mm-hmm. word is oikos despote, the despot of the house. In other words, having charge of the
house.
Yeah, despot of the house. So We have our own despotic females in their place, the proper word. Would you pass this over, Mr. Archer, please? There's that cassette, Mr. Archer.
Thank you.
John 7:14-13:11. So
very well.
I don't know when the next one will come out, you know, finished, but we should have it. All right, very good. I would say that's a good balance there. All right, go right ahead, Ruth, with John 10:4.
John 10:4. Kai hotan ka idia togata hek bale, empersen auton porewatai, kai ta probata auto akaluse, hati oilasi tain fonain autu.
Okay.
And when
he puts out, and whenever he casts out or puts out or leads out,
the sheep, he is proceeding before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice.
That's good. All right, so he goes before them. Ekbale is what?
Well, at first I thought that would be the subjunctive, but I guess
it's just... Yeah, it is subjunctive.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the ada,
you're
subjunctive. But when? That's a hotan. See, whenever you have the an, a hote is with the indicative, when, but this hotan is when, and then we the an gives it whenever type of that. I like to have that ever, like whosoever, and that's a loose subjunctive type of thing.
The theoretical.
That's right, that's right. Whenever he might, now he doesn't know when he is, but whenever he does, put forth the sheep. Now the ekpale is a subjunctive. Now what is the tense of that? That's from what root?
It's eris.
That's eris, how can you tell?
Because there's only
one lumba. One lumba. Ekpalo has got two lumbas. This is a single lumba, so this is eris. All right, and then parelatai, of course, present of parelamai, akalute, present of akalutel, and oidasin, perfect of oida, which is a regular root. So, any other questions on
what
that?
What is the word parelamai, parelatai?
Parelatai.
I know what is
parelamai
for me and for us.
Uh-huh.
But I don't remember the word what means.
Parelamai, to lead, to go forth, to proceed, to come out, to go out. Parelamai, just make the path and go.
This is like ago.
Yeah, sort of like ago. The bago will be a more or less transitive. He leads out some sheep. Direct object of lead. This one is just he goes out on his own. Doesn't go out anybody. Doesn't just lead him, but he just goes out himself. You might say he passes right out and so on. All right, any other comments, questions on 4? All right, Bruce, take number 5, 10:5.
John 10:5. Alla trio de ume acolusesosin. Alla Sepsontai apautu, hot the uk oidasi ton alotrion tain fonain.
Okay.
But they will never follow another.
Mm-hmm.
But they will never follow another, but they will flee from him because they do not know the voice of the other.
Mm-hmm. The other, the same kind of oh. And the akalusate sosin is what?
That must be future.
Uh-huh. Akalusate. How do you tell the future? What's the...
Well, that's because of the signal.
All right.
And without any augment, I think it wouldn't be
an error. All right. Akalusate sosin is the eidus seems that way, but akaluseo, with the signal, the eo, with being a contract verb, lengthens to the eidus, see? And the estrogen. And then the pepsuntai as well.
That would be the future of
Felgo, future middle of Felgo, and so they flee what by themselves, for themselves, on their own. They just flee away. See, those that are hiring them.
Stay
their own next. And Egnosan is what? Oh, I got the wrong person. Oidasin is Oidasin, we have that. Okay.
That's that nice. First, Dr. Wade, it says another they will never follow. Does that imply that a true believer cannot be led astray by
by a false speaker.
Yes, because they wouldn't know his voice. Is that the implication, or is that leading too much into
that? Well, that certainly would be the implication, although in point of fact and in point of reality, sometimes it doesn't seem to work that way, although maybe the ones that follow false speakers are really not Christians after all and are
unsaved. That's taking money, isn't that?
Yes, that's so. Never,
that talk about they talk about Antichrist, the other one.
Yes, that's right.
They will follow him.
Yeah. No, that Ume is the strongest thing that he can get there. And of course, he is telling them a story about the shepherd and about the door, about the way and about the sheep.
Well, you can't use
that. No, that's true. But in trying to point that out, I think that's pretty clear, and I think what you said is perhaps true. The only thing is, look at some of these people that are living in the cult.
That's because they don't know the Lord's voice.
They don't know the Lord's voice. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you see, really, in the shepherd business, apparently, I'm not a shepherd, but that's true. They don't. They have shepherds that they follow. If they know now, over in Israel this last time, this summer we were over, and they have two kinds of shepherds. One is a shepherd that has only his own flock, and he obviously, they know his voice. The other, they have a hireling shepherd, the one shepherd with two or three flocks, and they've got different colored ink and paint on a sheep's back. They've got some reds and some blues and greens, different colors. As you look out in that landscape, you see these funny marks on their back, these great big blotches, you know, they look like. I've got some pictures of it on the slide. I don't know how clear that you can see it, but. And that's what the man said, the guy. He said, this is when they have different colors. They're all mixed in, different flocks of different people. Apparently, they learned this other hireling's voice, all sheep, and so they follow. But this is perhaps unique because the Lord himself is a good shepherd. He's the only shepherd. And anyone who does not follow him is of the devil, really. That's what they're saying. You've got to follow him. You've got to hear his voice. And if you don't follow his voice, somebody, other hirelings like the Antichrist, you're in the wrong fold. I think that's true. They will never follow.
Mm-hmm.
Come unto me, and all you that are labor and have your laden, I will give you rest. Mm-hmm. You've got to come unto him and follow. Yes, Mr. President.
I spoke while I was somewhere, I don't know, Camp of the Blind or in the church over there, about the shepherd and the sheep. It was a message how many things is about the sheep to know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now another thing, what is the word alatria?
Alas, and then tria is the extra additive there. It's another one of another of the same kind. Alas, instead of heteros, heterotria would be another of a different, completely separate
would
kind.
Would that be a plural, Dr. Lee?
Could be.
Trion,
or
is that a participle?
No, that would be tria. You're right. Did I hear this? The voice of others, sheep, masters that are false. I see. That would be plural. That's right. Now let's take a look at that.
This word is used in Romanian, lotru, which is means, like we say, bad word for rubber.
Oh, lotru, like lace
stuffs. Rubber.
Uh-huh.
In fact, it's also a mountain. Romanian, lotru, where they've been, the robbers, hideouts.
Belonging to another, foreign, a foreigner, an alien. That's what the Allah, someone that's different than others, than the right one. See.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any further questions or comments on that? All right, John 10:6, please.
John 10:6. Captain, Dane, Paroimian, apen autois o Iesus, ekenoi de uk egnosan tina hein ha elale autois.
Alright.
This parable or Bible, Jesus said to them, but those people,
or just simply
did not know,
Any of the things which he said to them. Any of the things, tenna, which, ha, What he was saying. That'll be what? Imperfect, wasn't it? Elale, from Lalao. And, right. So they didn't understand. Now, I wonder if people follow false teachers, they can't be sheep. But on the other hand, some of these false teachers are so clever. Think of Herbert W. Armstrong and his son and all. They're clever and they say certain things. You know, and some people get into wrong people, wrong areas.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, but he's got a lot of truth. He's got more truth than Armstrong has as far as basic teaching. He's got so much, he's getting more and more error as he goes down the way. You're right. So it's a difficult one to pinpoint as far as applying.
I remember something now about false teacher, false shepherd. Have you seen a flock of sheep being shepherded by an ass?
No.
I have seen.
No. Hmm.
The ass, or how you call it, donkey, or whatever other names have, walk, grazing.
Grazing, huh?
Grazing before the flock. The flock has to leave.
Yeah. All right, verse 7, I think we're ready for. Mm-hmm.
John 10:7. Epen un palin autois poiesus. Amen, amen. Lego himin. Hati ego emi he thura ton plavaton. John?
Okay.
Then Jesus said again to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. It's too bad that sheep, but in English you can't tell whether it's singular or plural, can you?
No. Well, yeah, that's right. The word sheep, and how Uncle Mr. Arson has the way, he just simply says sheep. But sheep is singular. That's right. That's right. You can't, is when you translate in English. That's right, sheep is sheep.
And the Romanian language is one Y-it and more oi.
Is that right? But I think that in every case, isn't it sheep? Is there ever any single sheep that would come so far? Let's pay attention and see if we can find probata and probaton and so on. I think they're almost as plural, aren't they? But let's see in this chapter 10. There may be one lost. Remember, there's one lost sheep in Luke 15. That, let's see what that looks like. Won't take too much time. We can look at Luke 15. And that would be near the first part of that, wouldn't it? And see the one
Prabhata
would be plural. Hecaton Prabhata, each Prabhata. Well, maybe Prabhata is the same in the singular as in plural. Hecaton having how does she know? Where is that one on?
That was verse 6. I have it would be
Prabhata
because it's
neuter. Prabhata, right. Prabhatan, yes, so it's in your ta, that's one, that's right, instead of ta, it's ta, ta. So it'd be the sheep, the one sheep, one sheep which is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but mostly in here, I think you'll find it's plural.
Mm-hmm.
All right ahead with verse 8, please.
10:8. Pantes osoi ta emu elfon kleptai eci kai leistai au uk ekusan auton ta probata.
All who came before me are thieves and robbers.
Mm-hmm.
No, keep going. But the sheep did not know them.
Did not hear them.
I'm thinking that seems pretty definite that they didn't.
That's right, they didn't get misled. So I think those that are misled by false teachers certainly are not his sheep. That's the conclusion that he's teaching here. And that's a very hard type of conclusion, because we've got a lot of people that are confused Christians today and following everything imaginable. That would seem to indicate that they're not his sheep, right? That's verse 7.
Yeah, that
was 8. That was 8, okay. 8% of course, the rest of Akul. And the others, hail from the air. All right, any other comments, questions on 8? Okay, verse 9.
John 10:9. Ego emi es pura. Di emu e antis es elfe. So tesetai. Kai es elostatai. Kai ex elostatai. Kai nomen heresi.
Okay.
I am myself the door. Through me, if anyone should enter in, he shall be saved and come in and go out and shall find pasture.
All right. What is that? Ace Elfe. Subjective, right? What tense is that?
I would say in.
There, from Elphon. The Elphon is your regular Elphe, the root from Erchamai, all right? And so take the time.
Would that be future
tense? Mm-hmm. Not only future, but future passive tense. Because you got the theta eta. Mm-hmm. The theta eta from subzo. And how would that be translated if it's passive?
He's the one receiving the salvation.
All right. So he, whosoever, for then he, what?
Shall
be saved. Instead of shall save himself or shall save someone else, he shall be saved. That's the passive, mm-hmm. the verb to be in. And what is aselestatai?
That would also, would that be a middle?
That's right. Also future middle, what is future middle?
Future middle.
Of course, Erchamai and Elishamai also future middle. Of course, Erchamai, Erchamai, Erchamai being deponent verbs, it would have the middle form, even though the translation may be just active. And Herese?
Future
Herisco. Okay. Any comments or questions further on supper? All right, verse 10.
John 10:10. Oclipses, uk erkatai, eme hena clipse, kai suse, kai apolese, ego, eopon, hena zoein echosi, kai kereson echosi.
Okay.
The thief comes not except in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came in order that they have life and
they might have, That's the subjective. Osi, the omega. And after him.
And they might have more.
Mm-hmm.
They
might have more abundance. Life understood. It more abundant understood. Correct? Okay. Overflowing. Life overflowing. Alright, the apolessa essay as well.
That's the subjunctive.
All right.
Those
are
the subjunctive.
Yes.
The hypothetical.
That's right. Apolumi is the verb there. Well, the irregular type. Apolumi. And that would be what tense subjunctive?
I'd say
it is. It is there. It's one lambda. Apolumi has two lambdas. And. Pardon me? That's right. Being the future, that would give you the future. But of course, it wouldn't give you apolumi. But necessarily the, not future either, it's the air subjunctive, not the future. The stigma being the aorist. That's the stigmatic aorist, yeah.
All the three verbs have that.
That's right. So they'd be all stigmatic aorist, first aorist, and klepse as well?
Subjunctive aorist.
Klepto, right, and fuste?
Subjunctive aorist,
Theo, mm-hmm. Theo means to slaughter, like almost an offer, have an offering. Kill apolessa for destroy an echo sin, present actors, productive, that they might have life. All right, great verse. I came that they might have life.
Well,
might have.
Is that the heiress, isn't it?
Let's see, verse 10.
The Elphon, isn't it? Heiress?
Yes, it is heiress. I came. Hmm?
But the thief is present tense, right?
Let me see you. Yes, he comes. Erkatai, that's right.
Does that
mean that
things are going to be coming all the time, but he came once. Is that, can you
well,
think that's
that? Possible. That's possible. The thief is not coming. It's continuously coming.
Well,
so. But I came. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Those who will do these things
that's
will
right.
be coming.
That's right. And he's going to continue
but
to come. One thief after another.
Is it proper to draw that conclusion?
Yes. I don't think so. Because the present being a continuous action, the heir is being a general once for all mm-hmm. point action. I came, or I have come, that they might have life. Once and for all. And I'm not going to keep coming and coming and coming like the modernists say, at death, Christ
mm-hmm.
comes. Or some other coming of all. Any other comments? Question 10? All right, 11, please.
John 10:11. Ego, eimi, ha poimein, ha kalos. Ha poimein, ha kalos. Tein psukein, au tru. Tithisen, puter ton.
Alright.
I myself am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his soul, I
mm-hmm. Soul or life, you don't see soul or life, either
on behalf of the sheep.
Alright. Substitutionary atonement, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this would be typically is what here. Tithamine, the same root. A test would be the root.
Why would it have a stigma?
Well, because the sin is the third person singular, the tithamine. That's just the way that verb is conjugated. In our questions or conjugations, there are the irregular.
Mm-hmm.
Verbs, that's what we find.
Tithemi,
tithesai, tithesin. See, that's sin. I don't know where that's...
I always want to say erythmin,
tithemi. Tithemi, now
it's
the page XXXII, 32. Yeah, tithemi, I think, is right here, page 30. XXXX, see, are you looking at? All right, the XXX, it says tithemi. And
just the
present
condition of the past. Mm-hmm. That's the way it says, Hawk Poiming, Hawk Kala. The fact that there's two nominatives there, isn't that right? The
yes.
Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
What is the significance of putting it that way rather than having
before,
as an adjective?
Hawk Kalas. Well, Kalas would be. An adjective, but this is the attributive use rather than the other, the predicate use. For instance, you could say the shepherd is good upon main.
Why would you have two articles there?
Well, that's just one way of doing it.
Is that for emphasis?
Well, possibly. I think it does emphasize the attributive, the fact that it's describing the descriptive use of this adjective is heightened by the two adjectives. And many times they do that, remember.
Mm-hmm.
And
would it be correct to say then, I myself am the shepherd, the good one?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. That's right, the good one understood.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd, the good shepherd. And adjective, I think we find in 1:15.
It kind of puts them on the same, the good and shepherd on the same.
Yes. A good one. In fact, at page 116, the agreement of the answer, you find ego emi ha poimein ha kalos. That's an illustration there, function of the adjective. The modifier used as a noun, as an adverb. It doesn't, that's just one of those ways, I guess we don't get into detail there as far as the meaning there. But the description is very strong for this attributive use. And you can put it just as well in front, but this in the back that way.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd, and then the good one. And shepherd is emphasized in too. Come in. Yes, Mr. Arthur?
Is this not like one in two places,
mm-hmm.
Galatians and Romans? Wherefore we call him Abba, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And both are Father.
That's
one
right.
is
Father
Mike, and the other is Father. But right. I hear some preachers, they are talking Father, Father. And
mm-hmm.
I have other interpretations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a good father.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daddy.
That's right. A very intimate term In fact, the Hebrew little boy, I heard him on the tram going up to Masada, a great big mountain where they had this attack by the Romans against the Jews, and the Jews committed suicide. It's on several years B.C. I don't know what the date exactly, but coming up that big cable car, going up that mountain, my wife heard this little Hebrew baby say, Abba, 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 Abba. And I had my tape recorder going the whole time, just in case there'd be any conversation to pick up. I didn't have to pick it up, but once she pointed it out to me, then I actually heard him saying, and that's on the tape, is clear then. Abba, 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 Abba. Hebrew also, Hebrew, Hebrew very much so.
Hebrew too?
Yeah, Abba, yes, that's your father, my father. Said. So, Abraham, father of many nations, Abba, Abra, Abraham. See, Abraham, Abram, is father of people, but Abraham, father of many, multitudes of people. So he changed his name from Abraham, but Abdi, Ab, is father. So that was an interesting little sideline. Just leave it to mother to hear that little cry. And she, right. In fact, I interviewed the man afterwards and asked him, was that little boy saying, he was a Hebrew, hung up there too. All right, what's the next verse?
12.
John 10:12. Homes proposte, kai uk on for me. Hu uk e si, ta probata, idia, se ore, ta nikon, ekomena. Kai
Afiesi, ta
probata.
Is that it?
No, I don't think
that's the end. Okay. Kai Felge, Kai Hazikos, Harpatze, Alta, Kai Skorpitze, ta probata.
Okay.
But the hireling.
Just offer wages, Miss Thoth. Miss Thoth.
Not being a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Is that whom? That is whose? Oh, the sheep are not. Mm-hmm.
Behold, the wolf, that wolf, mm-hmm. coming, and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf seizes them and scatters the sheep.
Mm-hmm. Harpadze, that's a strong word. What is that?
Harpadze.
That's true. That's right. Seizes from the rapture of the church, the strong seizure of the believers in 1 Thessalonians 4:16. I believe the same verb, harpazo. Seize. All right, and that's the same Latin word, rapto, raptio, the snatching away, whether by rape or just forcible seizure in any way. And so harpazo is the rapture. So people say, well, the word rapture is not a scriptural term. Well, it is harpazo. And then in the Latin, I mean, it's a similar Greek term. All right, and then felge, of course, is what?
Present indicative of
felgo. Felgo, present indicative, regular present tense. Flees and runs away. Afiesin. Afiesin. That's what?
Present indicative.
Present indicative. Afiesin, all right? Tere is first present, and own the present participle. All right, then, Skorpidze. What is that for?
I looked that up to see if it was related to scorpion, and I think it is.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know why it is, but it's scorpion.
Is that right?
Skorpidze. That's the present indicative of scorpidze, I suppose.
Yes, sheep are scattered. I suppose scorpions are scattered all out with their legs. Is that right? Do they scatter people, or do they think people scatter?
I think they fly.
That's interesting. All right, any other comments, questions on 12? All right, verse 13.
John 10:13. Hode mispotos, felge, hati mispotos, esti, kai u mele auto, peri ton probaton.
All right.
But the hireling flees because he is a hireling. And concerning the sheep, he has no care, or they are no concern to him, or mm-hmm. something like that.
See, that's the impersonal third singular, mele, mello, and therefore it is not a care to him concerning the sheep. In other words, he doesn't care about the sheep, mm-hmm. but they say it is not a care to him. See, it is not, third singular. to him, but he does not care for the sheep. No caring. We have shepherds that claim to care, but they don't care. That's the sad thing indeed. All right, that was, what was that, 13?
13.
Okay, personality is singular, impersonal, a mellow. All right, any other comments on 13? He's pleased because he is a hireling, just a wage earner, Mr. Puff. All right, verse 14, please.
John 10:14. Ego emi ha poimen ho kalos, kai genosko ta ema, kai genosko mai hypo ton emon.
Alright.
I am myself the good shepherd, and I know what the things that are mine.
That's right, my own things, and probably in this case tapabata, my own sheep, she understood.
And I am known by mine.
Alright, and that's kinoskamai as well. Alright, passive. And here, genoskomai, by me, the agent being by me, is known. That word to be is, gives it a passive sense. Genosko, of course, earlier is the present. Any other comments on that? I know my sheep and I am known by mine. Alright, verse 15, please.
John 10:15. Kapos genoske me ha pater, kago genosko ton pater, kai ten psuken mu, tetemi super ton probaton.
Just as the Father knows me, I also know the Father, and I lay down my soul on behalf of the sheep.
Soul or life, Alright. Psuchein, we normally translate soul, but it's the whole person, the whole life, in that sense, there. Psuchein. Tithemi, of course, is what? Obviously.
Tithemi
is the present and regular active of Tithemi. Of Tithemi, that's right. It's regular, present active, mm-hmm. Exist. You know, same present also of Genesis. So, yes, Mr. There again, it's up to his Christ's home, but it is laid on my life for, to bear, in behalf of and for the benefit of, not on teeth, which is only instead of and as a substitute for, but to bear, substitution plus benefit for. Yes, Mr. Christ?
I had an argument with certain preachers regarding the soul that is me, is I. If I will die, the soul dies with me. So they said.
Yes. Well, that's soul sleep. That's the Jehovah's Witnesses and some of the Adventists and different other aspects necessarily.
So then I asked them why we should worry to be religious and to believe and to do what God says if our soul dies with us.
Yes.
Because what is to have the rewards in eternal life, the soul. Now, if the soul is dead, then how he could have the eternal life?
Yeah. Impossible.
This argument, I give them.
All right, I lay down my life, my soul, psuchein, and of course that's, his life is in his soul, I mean, his soul is part of his life, the life principle is the soul, isn't it? Adam was made a living soul.
Yeah.
I breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Alright, living person. Alright, any other comments?
Then
on the
if the soul, then why also say absent from the body, present with the Lord? Who is then?
That's right.
Who will be present with the Lord?
The soul.
The spirit?
The spirit and soul.
Spirit and soul.
That's right. That's the real person. Our bodies are just our house, temporary house, right? Some more temporary than others. It won't be long before we'll be traveling on. All right, the next one, Ruth 16, please.
John 10:16. Kai ala prabata echo. Ha uk esten ekkes aleis kaptes. Ka kena me de agagen. Kai teis ones mu akususi. Kai genesetai mia poimne teis poimne.
All Mm-hmm.
And other, is that other?
Yes,
Allah. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold.
And notice, in this case, it's the singular, isn't it, for the neuter plural. Hmm? Sometimes you have a plural when you have sheep like that. So here it's which is, not which means are, because it's neuter plural, the proper title. Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
This are the Gentiles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And these also, no, it also.
They also.
Mm-hmm. They also. It's necessary
also
for me to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice, they will hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be one sheepfold, one shepherd.
All right. This is the motto of Association of Baptist World Evangelism, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Other sheep have I, which are not of
this. Is that other of another kind?
Now, this is alos of the same kind, see, instead
same
of heteros, which would be a bit of a heterodox, you see. This is alos, the same kind, other sheep I have. They're in need of Christ, and they need to be saved, which are not of this fold, different fold, but they're sheep just like you are, human beings, and these also. Now, what is this mede agagen? Explain that to the forester. The day and the meh, the agagen.
Day is
what's
necessary.
All right. Third thing. Yeah, it is necessary. It's from that one, which means to bind.
Mm-hmm.
These shackles are dead now, prisoners, you know, bound. So in other words, you're bound. It is necessary. It's binding. And the meh, why is it used this?
Because of the infinitive
agagen. Agagen. All right. The infinitive seems to take an accusative subject, that it is necessary for me to bring. Okay. That I bring, in other words, to translate, sits down through. That would be verse, what, 16?
Mm-hmm.
And agagen we've seen. Akustusen. What is that? Akustusen.
That is the future of the
Akur. They shall hear, right? And genetify is what?
The future of Ginnamai.
Ginnamai. I've become, they shall be, they shall become. Metal, but then it's the deponent verb, so it's probably just like an active translation. Any other comments or questions on 16? These other sheep, one day the Lord will. Well, he's brought the Gentiles basically to this age, as an age of grace, and then he'll have to bring his true Israelites, his real original sheep.
When they came, not for us.
That's right, not for us. We just got in as branches,
mm-hmm.
grafted in. And if the branches are doing well, what about when the Israelites is fullness? See, that's the thing. That's in Romans, isn't it? Chapter 9 and 11. Right, verse 17, please read.
John 10:17. Diatuto hapater me agapa. Hati ego tithemi ten psychen mu. In a palan. Labo
Altain. Uh-huh.
Because of this, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, I suppose, in
mm-hmm.
order that I should take it again.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the
Labo,
or Labo is what then?
It's the subjunctive.
That's right.
Heirs
to drink. Heirs to drink. Why would it be heirs? What's the root?
Is it lambana?
Lambana. So lab is a different root, shortened root, therefore the heirs, second heirs in this case. All right, that's 17. I lay it down in my
paper. I was wrong. I thought this would be the future of lambana.
Ah, I see. Labo. Now this is that I might take it. In order, labo.
Mm-hmm.
In order that I might receive it, might take it. All right, Tithimi, of course, is to lay down the present of Tithimi. All right, any other questions or comments on that? The Agapa, of course, present of Agapa. All right, verse 18, please read.
John 10:18. Udes aere autain apemu, al ego tithimi autain apemautu.
All right.
Exousion echo, senai autain, kai exousion echo, palen labain autain. Tautain, tain entolain, elevon, paratu patrasmo.
All right.
No one is lifting it from me, but I lay it down from myself.
remember by myself. Could be the agency. Mm-hmm. I have authority. Mm-hmm.
I have authority to lay it down and I have authority to receive it again. This commandment I received from my Father.
All right. This is the willing sacrifice of Christ, isn't it? He laid his life down and he might take it again. Voluntary. Tithemi, of course, present. Tithemi, Sinai is what there was in verse 8.
That is the fairest
incentive. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It does, isn't it? All it's got there is that theta, which is like a towel, and of course the theta is the aspirated, breathy aspect of the towel, and so that's all you got left for the laveen is what it is.
That's also infinitive.
Alright. Eris of lambano, lab, the short root, and like elabon is what, of course. Also.
That is
the air. The air is also lambano. Alright, so this man receives about he lay down and he may take it again.
Mm-hmm.
And no man taketh it from him. And he lays it down. Mm-hmm. There's no other cause, but he had to give his life. It is finished. When the work on Calvary was finished, the suffering of the Lord, he laid it down. He did not die from an ail. Mm-hmm. He did not die from loss of blood. He did not die from a heart attack. He did not die from a broken heart. You know the songs, he died of a broken heart.
I was saying that.
That's very, very bad. See,
mm-hmm.
He laid his life down. That's why he died. That's the cause of death. That would be on the certificate of death if anybody would write one. And that all these other doctors saying a broken heart and so on.
Because he died so quick.
Yes. In fact, my wife said, Carl, this last time was, he was broken hearted. And she put in there broken heart, and I had to edit it out because I didn't want anybody to misunderstand. We do not believe he died of a broken heart. And of course, when you say broken hearted, some might get the feeling that you mean he died of a broken heart, see, even that adjective. See. But so it worked out all right. But it was an interesting article. I think it's very.
I like this that. It's different in Greek than in English. I have power.
Yeah, that's what
it is. It is more authoritative.
Authority,
power.
The authority, if I have power, authority, right, title, any of those words. And you see in Ecclesiastes, it says, we have no power in the hour of our death, concerning our life. No power, no authority. There's no discharge in that war. That's the book of Ecclesiastes. And meaning there's nobody that ever gets out of death. And no man hath power over his spirit in the hour of death. And it's no discharge. It continues to, but he had power to discharge and dismiss his spirit. He just, into thy hands I commend my spirit. None of us can do that, can we? Unless it be suicide, but that's not the voluntary laying down our life. That's a causative thing. Here, he laid it down in himself. Very important verse in the whole theological framework of the New Testament. Any other comments, questions on 18, 17 and 18 are parallel. By Ruth, number 19, please.
John 10:19. His ma un talen agenator entois judaios diatus logus tutus.
That's an excellent word.
Mm-hmm. Then again there came a division among the Jews because of this word.
Word, all right. And agenator is what then?
That would be the heirs of
Ginnamai, right? So division. As soon as he said, I have power to lay down my life, oh, they didn't want to believe that, did they? Any other comments or questions on 19?
This is why they are saying, I don't know if in English, that this was. In the same religion or denomination, when it's the division.
Yes, it is, that's right.
Schismatics.
Yeah, some say schismatics, and that's true, and schismatics also. And I pronounce it schism, but others pronounce it schism, but I think it's always
schism. In Latin, so we have remained the same thing.
Was the Lord Jesus Christ a schismatic? According to this verse, I think.
For them.
His words caused it.
That's right. Now, isn't that exactly what they label somebody today whose words cause divisions? They call him a schismatic. Well, we're in good company if only the words. Now, if they're wrong words and so on, and bad words and evil words, but his words weren't evil. they're still, he just told the truth, isn't he, from heaven? Mm-hmm. But it's because of these words, tus logos, that the schism came, see. Dia tus logos, because of, on account of these words. And I tell you, sometimes words do cause schism. And don't say any really division. It's what we say. All right. Any other questions or comments on that? By the way, Ruth, there's a man from North Carolina that's writing for $25. This is Bill Gossett's Carolina. Just running in here thinking about the schism there. And just, I don't know. It'll be coming through. He called on the phone today and yesterday both and asked in detail about things. Let's talk about schism and schismatic. He can't understand why fundamentalists don't wake up and don't read up and don't see it. When they see it right straight in their face, why they don't take their stand? Mm-hmm. Or they ought to stand instead of covering things up. Mm-hmm. But they're afraid of this word schism. That's what I got on that, I guess, for. Any other questions on 19? All right, verse 20, please. 10:20.
John 10:20. Elegon de poloi ex auton. Daimonion eche kai minotai.
Okay.
But many of them were saying he had the demon and he's crazy.
He's crazy. He's a maniac. Isn't that terrible? Raves on.
Why are you hearing him?
Sad. See, just because he spoke the truth. They said he was had a devil. And minetai.
Is that a verb?
Yes, it is. And
then you have to say
he is
raving.
That's right. He is a maniac. See? But you see, the verb could be minomai. See, minomai. Huh?
Pardon me? If it were, if you would say he was crazy, that's not a verb. Really.
No, but see, the verb could be to be crazy. See, there are those verbs that have to be crazy, to be a maniac, you know, to be nice, you know, that could be still a verb. If it's a verb to be nice, let's think of another example of the verb to go. Well, you know, there's certain verbs that have a meaning like that. See, in order to express it, it'd be hard to say to be nice and on the other way, wouldn't it? To be nice, if there were such a verb as to be nice. To be pleasing, see. Or we could say to please. Yeah, that's right. But there's some verbs that you only translate in the sense of a. Well, look at the verb.
He's raving.
He is crazed, if you wish.
Right.
See, or is crazy. It is the middle voice. Of course, minamai is middle, so its component could be the same in an active sense.
Mm-hmm.
He raves. He is raving. It's a see, or he raves. Or is crazy. See, that's. I'm not making myself too clear. That's to be. Would be what?
The verb, I want to
verbalize. Yeah. Except that they say, we're in Spanish, let me see if I can find some things. Matar, to kill, arrive, to speak, to believe. There's words that you have the noun, see, crazy, mania, whatever, and then you have a verb with that noun, and we a lot of times stress the noun and just put the verb to be in front of that noun to give us that sense. But put it raving, he's raving. He raves, creating terrible charges against the Lord. And he's false indeed. Any other comments or questions? Elegon is what, Ruth, in verse 20. Elegon.
That's the imperfect.
Imperfect Elegon, all right? He was saying. All right, any other comments on that, Christian? 21,
John 10:21. Aloe elegon tota ta remata uk esti daimonizomelu me daimonion dulatai tuflon apomus anoigain.
But others were saying these words are not of a demon.
Are not probably ta. These words are not ta, those, you see, of one who is demonized, who is the filled with the demon. All right? Now that's another one. See, because they're demonized, but filled with a demon or empowered by a demon, you know, that sort of phrase, some of these words, it just sort of hits us a little better, but demonized, if you wish.
I told you.
See, the Greeks do have a verb on these. Plural. See, in English, and in fact, we don't have ready-made verbs. We have to make a to be, and then with a noun phrase. And it's still a verbal sense in English. All right, go ahead.
The demon is not able to open the eye of the blind.
That's right. That's good.
That's plural.
Blind. The blind ones. Mm-hmm.
Blind ones.
The blind ones. Plural. Huh? That's right. The blind ones, blind people. All right, the daimon is zomenu, is what we...
Is that a participle?
Yes, it is participle. Daimonizmai. Daimonizmai. Present, participle, middle. First, it's the form of verb. Dunatai, first, present, passive. Indicative of dunamai. And it is able to. Anoiksai. Let's see. Do we have anoiksai? Let's see. That's first. Anoigain. All right, we have the present tense. And the other text reads anoiksai. Anoiksai. The aorist. Infinity. This is a present. I don't know. Yeah. All right, any other comments or questions on 21?
Now, aren't you going to ask why daimonian is in the accusative?
Daimonian.
Is it in the accusative because it's.
After doing that? Huh?
I don't know again,
yeah.
Is it because of the liking? I don't know. I thought it was the subject there. Daimonian?
Yes, I believe the daimonion, just like we said before in that other one we were looking up, what was that other one we just looked up? Prabhaton, right? Ta prabhaton is nominative and ta prabhaton is accusative, see? And it depends on usage. This is daimonion, I believe, you find. Yeah, let me just check here. Diabolos, yes, masculine, that's right. But daimonion, I believe, daimonios, let me just be sure on that. Daimon. Well, I may be wrong on that. It is, and it's hey, daimon. It's feminine or masculine, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's either one. See, it's a god, a superior power. See, a malignant demon, an evil angel. It's a word for God, see. But there's a ta daimonion, which is neuter, see. But ha daimon is different. But ta daimonion is neuter. It's a heathen god, a deity. A demon and evil spirit, see. So they thought he was an evil spirit. That's something. And daimonion is the ta daimonion, see. So I'm sure it would be, in this case, probably nominative in the 21. A demon is not able to open, see, the eyes. All right. Now verse 22, if you would please read.
John 10:22. Agenator de ta enkainia entois irosolumois kai chemon ein.
Is that it? Yeah, I guess so.
The feast of the, what is it, dedication came in Jerusalem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Among the Jerusalemites?
I think that's right, among the Jerusalemites.
And it was centered.
That's right. Chemon. All right. And kainia, the necessity, I guess, the dedication.
Is that the new
kainos? Yes, it is. So dedication would be the new look, the new leaf, turning over a new leaf. And kainia, from N plus kainos, the enumerant. All right. Any question? The ain, of course, the verb to be imperfect, isn't it? Be me. All right, any questions on that? This is the time of the year. All right, 23, please read.
John 10:23. Kai pare pate ho Jesus ento hero ente stoa tu solomontos. John.
All right.
And Jesus is walking in the temple in the...
Not is walking, but those that augment. Pate. Pare pate, see. See the augment there.
Was walking?
That's right. So that'd be imperfect.
Jesus was walking in the temple in the porch of Solomon.
Okay. That's the end of that verse, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As we said, pariepate is what then?
That would be imperfect.
Imperfect. Pariepateo, all right? Pariepateo, imperfect. And it's to stay, he's watching the porch, Solomon's porch. That's a part of the temple, and they have that in the mock-up, and you see that, and so on. So many different details about that temple. It's hard to remember where everything is. All right, verse 24. Any other questions on 23?
24? 24. Ekiklosan un auton hoi judaioi, kai elegon auto, helos pote, tein psychein, hemon, aires, esi, e hokestas, epe, hemin, paresia.
All right.
Then the Jews circled him.
Yes, good, isn't it? Kuklo, son. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying to him, unto when will you lift up our soul? Is that what that said?
I guess so. Deliver us, I guess. Lift up our life. And
why is that? The tain sukain is singular, and yet hamon is plural.
The life of us, see.
And though they had one?
Just one among them, sort of, I guess it's a collective, you might say, a collective soul, our collective soul of us. Let's see,
that's... their expectations as to their... how long are you going to keep us guessing as to what's going on? Is that what they mean?
I suppose it is. You're holding us, our soul, in the sense of in suspense or wondering, keeping us guessing is right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I think it's holding in suspense in that sense.
If you are the Christ, tell us freely.
I think it is. Let's see. Tell us freely. That's right. Openly, plainly, clearly. All right. I guess that's all right. We're all set. Aires is what there, Ruth, in 24. Ekuklosan. We ought to get that from, what is that? Ekuklosan.
I think that's
Aires. Aires with a sigma. That's right. And the alpha. Mm-hmm. And of kuklao. Kuklao. To circle. And that's the word to get. I don't know. Do you think so? Ku Klux.
Mm-hmm.
But they have 3K. That is, if they circle, they make a cross.
It was a circle
fire.
Of
fire. Yeah. Well, I guess you're right. Ku Klux. I guess you're right on that. Ku Klux. I never thought about that. That's the word also we get from Cyclops, who was Mr. Round Eye. He had one eye in the middle of his head. See, and he's a cyclops, a great big giant. In Greek mythology, you know. Kuklos, all right? Kukla, Fran, and Ali, I've heard that on TV. All right, elegon, of course, imperfect of Lego. Aires, I asked you that before. What was that, the Aires?
You are lifting up, that's the present indicative of
Aires. Present of Aero, okay. And A, what's that simple epsilon iota there? A, in 24.
R.
That's right, just present active of Amy. Mm-hmm. All right, any other comments or questions on 24? How long will you hold us, our soul, in suspense, understood, or hold us, keep us guessing, hold us in the suspended animation? If you're Christ, really tell us. All right, is it 25 now?
Yes.
10:25, Ruth.
John, 10:25.
I put Jesus. Let's see, I was in English. I missed that. I have to erase that, I guess. Sometime on the tape, I can remember it. Maybe I better just put a little pencil mark there. I don't know that I'll have the time to erase that, but if I should, let's see, that was Hypocrite. That was right in that spot there. I'll put there, erase. I got so much going. All right.
Kai u pistewete, ta erga, ha ego toyo, ento onamati, tu patras mu, tauta, mature, peri emu.
All right.
Jesus answered them, I told you, and you are not believing. The works that I am doing in the name of my Father, these are witnessing concerning me. But you are not believing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end? No.
Oh, did I continue? Did I
don't know where the end is.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I stop here? Don't tell me that's the end of that. Yeah, it is the end.
Do you read from the Bible? I mean, from the New Testament, Ruth?
What do you mean?
In Greek.
Has she translated now, you mean?
Or she wrote herself.
No, she's translating right from the Greek. Greek right in there. Excuse me, let me just get my... All right, I'll see if I can get where this starts here.
This is read by Dr. B.A. Waite. We also have a cassette tape. The sixth is read.
Okay. All right. So, and that 25 of John, apokrithē, of course, the aorist passive of apokrinomai, and pistēot, present of poio, present of poio, and martūrē, present of martūrēo. So these are present tenses throughout here. The works are witnessing concerning you would not believe, and you are not believing. All right. Any other questions or comments on 25? All right, let's get 26 in, please.
John 10:26. As you may, ou pistewete, ou gar este ek ton probaton, ton emon, kapos apon humi. John?
Okay.
But you are not believing, for you are not of my sheep, just as I told you.
All right. Not believing because you're not of my sheep, just as I told you. All right, that's good. So he knew who was not of his sheep, didn't he? He didn't follow him, they were not of his sheep. And I think that's the basic equation there. Any further questions on 26? He told them exactly what they were, didn't he? He exposed them, and we can do the same if we have our facts. A person that does not believe on Christ, we can say you're not one of his sheep. That's all. We can expose and say, just like he, right to their face. We can tell them. They don't like it. Ruth Caron, one of our Bible study ladies that comes on Tuesday, she's unsaved, but she doesn't like that. Oh, you people always talk about hell and things. We don't talk about that in the Episcopal Church and so on. She gets a little flustered, but we settle her down and say, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. You've got to come to yourself and realize it.
I did not say nothing in his presence, but...
double negative, that's all right.
I'm telling
who
you
may?
That I met some... an Episcopalian,
yeah,
who was many years in the Episcopalian Church, and she did not know about salvation. And when I spoke about salvation, and I had the New Testament about this, or this was the New Testament which was in Billy Graham Crusade, was with Index, the New Testament. And she asked me the New Testament, so I gave it to her.
That's strange, but the Lord put his finger on it. You don't even know because you're not a mushy. All right, any questions further on that? 27, I believe, we're at, Ruth.
10:27. Ta probata ta ema, te spones mu akui, kago genosko auta, kai akolufusi moi.
All right.
My sheep are hearing my voice, and also I know them, and they are following me.
All right. They are following me. The akousin is what, Ruth? Akousin.
Where are you, Dr.?
Let's see, am I in 27? Or are we in
28?
Oh, boy, that must be an aorist. That must be a kue instead of akousin. Yeah, that's a different text that they're using there with that one. All right, that's 27. Akoluthusin is what?
That is present indicative.
That's right. Valo akolutheo, present indicative.
Wait, it says ta probata ta ema.
Ta ema.
That's my sheep.
My sheep. The mind.
My voice is tes phones mu.
Yes. Yes, exactly right. But that's just another way of expressing the...
emphasizing that the sheep are his?
Yes, I think so. The sheep, the mind. See, the mind ones. The ones that are really mine. I think it's a more extraordinary way of showing. Just like called poimen hokalos.
When you were reading it,
I think
sheep.
Yes, I think so.
Like I always say,
Yes.
I'm sure, or for sure they are.
The sheep, the mine, that is, you know, and probably the article of previous reference. That's right. There are these different ways of showing possession and ways of putting the modifiers.
Well, the fact that the phonesimu is right up there next to it.
Yes.
It means my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And if there are two different ways of showing.
That's very important. That's good. Good you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But and you can say then that he does that to emphasize the fact that the sheep are his.
I think so. That's the article of previous reference. The sheep, that is, the ones that are mine. See? Not just any sheep, see, but mice.
Well, that's
the sheep.
The whole,
yeah.
That's the whole contention.
That's there, right. There's a lot of other sheep, but they're not mine. They don't know me. They don't hear me. They follow another shepherd, and so I know them. Now, notice all these enclitics, and notice how it changes the accent. You have two accents on words that have enclitics following them many times. Akoluthusimoi. Akoluthusimoi. It's a little difficult to do. It hit both of those at the same time. Any other questions on that one? All right, 1028.
John, 1028. Kago, zoin, ionion, didumi, autois. Kai ume, apolontai, eston, iona. Kai uch, harpase, tes, auta, ectes, geros, mu.
Beautiful.
And I give to them eternal life, and they never will destroy,
perish, be destroyed, never be destroyed,
into
be lost,
it ever,
forever, huh? Unto eternity.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And no one is seizing.
Mm-hmm. Can snatch Harpazo here again.
From my hand, no one is seizing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end. Yeah.
That's right. No one is seizing or can seize, or can take them out or from my hand. All right. That's the end of that. 28. Didymi is present of Didymi, and Apollontai. Is that what we have? Apollontai. Yes. What is that, Ruth? Apollontai.
That must be future.
Now this would be the heiress, the Apollumi. Apollontai, you have to have a sigma for the future. See, this is simple heiress, second heiress. Apollumi has two lambdas, and this has one lambda.
Well,
so
yes,
that's a middle subjunctive. Huh? No one is ever able to, they shall never perish themselves or perish by themselves. That middle, well, of course, it is a deponent verb, apollumi. No, apollumi, it's not a deponent verb. So this would be your regular middle, and it would probably have a middle meaning. We're not, in other words, you can't lose yourself. Now, that's an important thing, because a lot of the Arminians say you are lost when you sin. The Lutherans say you are lost when you stop believing, see. And the Bible says you are never lost. You shall never perish. You cannot lose yourself. See, in other words, once you're born, you can't be unborn.
Well, they
by yourself.
Say if you point out this bush to them, they say no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand, but you can take yourself out of His hand.
That's where the middle,
but
right here. That middle answers that.
Refute that.
That's right. You can refute that with the middle. That's new. I didn't see that before, but there it is. Very good. Apollontai shall not perish by themselves on their own, for themselves, or you know, in their own way. There's no way they can. No way. Umay. See, never, never. Double negative. Absolute. Unto eternity. Unto eternity. Eternal life and unto eternity. This would be the case. But remember, the thief comes to snatch, and the other people to snatch. Harpaz. Remember, you saw that in earlier. But they will not be able to snatch them out of my hands. I, the shepherd, am so strong that they will not be able to do that. Any other comments or questions on that? Harpase is what there, Ruth. I didn't ask about that, I guess. Now, that's your future of Harpazo. Yeah, that sigma, you see, is that future. Harpazo changes Harpase into the future. They will, no one will snatch or will take or will rapture them out of my hand, as it were. No, snatch them out. So I will take them out of the world, but they will not take them out of my hand.
Dr. Wade, that's the same word. Isn't that the same word that's used when says in Philippians, he thought it not a thing to be...
To be grasped at, to snatch at? I think maybe you're right. Philippians chapter 2.
That's a funny word, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. To be grasped and snatched, huh?
It seems to mean
grabbed.
Things.
Yes, it does. Philippians... Where are you, Philippians? Ephesians, Philippians.
Philippians 2, 1.
2, 3 or 4, maybe? Let's see. Faith in the form of God. Yeah, 6, isn't it?
Yes.
Harpagmon. A thing of harpagmon. To be grabbed onto. Yes. That's the same. It's not a verb, but it's a noun in this case. That's right. Not esteem, as a thing to be harpagmon. Yeah.
The other witnesses translate a seizure.
Really?
Yeah.
My seizure. To be grabbed onto, or to be, I guess, hogged, or to be boasted of, something like that. All right, that's the same word. All right, anything else on 28? All right, 29, please.
John 10:29. Ho pater mou, hos dedoke moi, meizon panton esti. Kai udes dunatai harpazain ectes keros tu patros mu.
All right.
My father, who gave to me,
who has, I guess who gave, that's right,
is greater than all. Than all. And is that the end?
Keep going.
And no one is able to seize or snatch from the hand of my father.
All right.
I and the Father.
Well, that's the next one. That's there, yeah. So this is dedoke moi. Here's your dedoke moi. Here's your double accent with the enclitic. What is dedoke, Ruth?
That's the aorist didomai.
Well, it looks like it might be, but it really is the perfect, see? That's the dedo.
It has given me.
Yeah, it has given him. All right. And then...
Sure, with a K, I guess.
Right, dedoke, the kappa. That's what the kappa is again. Harpazin, of course, is...
Is the infinitive.
Present infinitive harpazo. No one is able to continue to be snatching it from my hand. So they can't do it. Even if they try, they can't do it.
Well, no one would be you too, wouldn't it?
That's right. Even yourself. No one, including yourself, can take yourself away and out of my hand. And then the final 130, Ruth?
John 10:30. Ego kai ho pater hen es men.
All right.
I and the Father, we are one.
We are one. And unity of the Father and the Son. And that's one comment that the Westcott said, that this unity cannot be equality and power and various things, and they try to make Christ some inferior being to the Father. This is the comment in their commentary on John 10, verse 30. And this is the thing that is dividing right now Dr. Rasmussen and Dr. Custer, Bob Jones. Custer says this is teaching, Westcott and Hort's theory is teaching the full deity of Christ. And Rasmussen, I, and many others, Dr. Woodbridge, do not see it that way. See, definitely his statement. In fact, in that same context, Westcott and Hort teach the fatherhood of God, see, the father of all men, which is strange. All right, we got an hour, Dana and Matthew then, tonight, page 181, isn't it? 181, beginning anew and afresh, the present tense, and we go up to 189. All right, the fundamental use and meaning of the present is the linear. That's the line action in present time. The line action in past time is imperfect, and the punctiliar or point action, of course, would be your aorist. So that's the main continuation of the present. And so we notice on page 182, the regular uses of the present are three in number. First, the progressive present. That's nearest the root of the idea, the graph and the line, linear. There are three variations of this, three different points of view. The first, it can be in the sense of description. The present progressive can be a pictorial present, we call it. The lamps are going out, spenuntai, right in your very presence. It's a sort of a descriptive type pictorial presence. The lamps are going out. See, progressive, yes, but you can see it and describe it. Second is the existing results, the continuation of existing results, the present tense. You'd really have the perfect if it were the continued, but it's almost similar here to a perfect tense, the present. I learn that you have moved. That is, information has come to me in the past that I now possess. I learn. That's present tense. But it means I have learned in the past and now I know. See, so it's almost like a perfect. For instance, in 1 Corinthians 11:18, I hear that there are divisions among you. Akuo. Schismata. Here's the schismata again. Divisions among you. And if it says I hear, that means I have heard in the past, you know, and now I know. So it's like a perfect, isn't it? So that's the progressive present in the existing result sense. And the third type in top of 183 is duration. It indicates duration, the progressive retroactive, and an application denoting that which has begun in the past and continued in the present. That's almost like a perfect again. Ye have been with me from the beginning. John 15:27. Aparches met emu este. You are with me from the beginning, but you have been and you still are. See, that's almost like a continuation, a duration, present and progressive of duration. Any questions on any of those three there before moving to the customary? All right, the customary present is that which is habitually occurring and it's expected to occur again. It's presumed that this history will repeat itself. That's the idea. For every house is built by someone. Paskar oikos kataskeoadzetai. Is built. Now, that's the customary thing. Everyone is built. It's a customary thing to do. And so it's the thing that will happen in the future. Somebody will build another house. So this is your customary present that happens all the time. Soon to be true, whether in the past, future, or present. And then the third use of the present, regular use, on page 184 at the top, the iterative present. That means repetition, successive intervals, continue on. And this repeated action is many times used in this, in the sense, rather, is used for the present tense. I die daily, 1 Corinthians 15:31, kath emeran apothnesko. I die, I continue to die daily. If it's daily, obviously you're dying all the time, every day, right? So it's continuous. All right, and they showed in the fine print the difference between the customary and the iterative present is not very pronounced. The graph, dot, 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 and various other people treat it different ways. Any questions now on that regular use before going on to the special uses of the present? All right, the special uses, those that are a little bit different from some. The first is the aoristic present. Now, we find this quite often. There are five of these special uses. The aoristic indicative has no distinct tense for expressing the idea of a present fact without reference to progress, so that is punctiliar action in the present time. The present may perform this on occasion. So, if it's Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals thee, yataise, just like an aorist point action. So, there is occasionally an aoristic point action present. Now, the context would tell us that, but it's not a usual thing, but it is possible. So that's why you can translate that, and that's it. Any questions on that aoristic present there? Then the futuristic present. We do this all the time. You say, I am going home, which means I will go home, right? In the future. I am going, in other words, I will go, I'm going home in 5 hours, which means I will go home. So the same with Greek, futuristic present. The Son of Man is delivered to be crucified. Hoyas du anthropou paradidotai. Is delivered. See, it will be delivered in the future, but it is in the present time. So it's futuristic. So we got an aoristic present, futuristic present. And now the third one is the historical present. It's in the past, employed with a past event. It's viewed with the vividness of a present occurrence. We use that all the time in John. We see that many times. And when it was evening, he comes with the 12. He comes, erchetai. That means he came with the 12. It's a historical present, but he comes with the 12. It's like the illiterate people sometimes, we call them that way. He says this, and then he says this, and I says, and he says, and we says, you know, and he says, I say. So it's a descriptive, very vivid, but it's talking about a past event, although it's in present time. Then the tendential present, top of 186, the tendency to do something. It might occur, it tends toward realization. First, which of these works do ye stone me? Lethadzeta, are you stoning me? Do you have a tendency or a leaning to stoning me? So this is the purported action that's taking place, the purpose, the proposed or attempted action, the tendency of that which you're going to stone me. You're not stoning me yet, but do you want to stone me? See, that's the point. They're not yet stoning him, but do you want to stone me? Do you have a tendency, a desire to stone me? Then the static. Fifth is the static present. Static, of course, means that which is stationary. It's a perpetually existing. It's taken for granted as a fact. Just, for instance, all things remain as they were from the beginning of creation. 2 Peter 3:4. Diamene, remain. Instead of our remaining, it's just remain, just static, just frigid, frozen, stationary, and no change. So that's the static present. Any question on those five special uses of the present? So that broadens out our
yeah,
use of the present.
I have this.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Greek, the future for I shall?
I shall?
Yes.
I shall what? I shall go, or it depends on ellipsis. Yeah, just the future, I shall, meaning the future first person singular. See, that would be any of them. Ellipsis is I shall go, and so on. And estai, I shall be, and so on like that. So is that what you mean?
Yeah.
That's right. It's just the regular future with the sigma, usually has a sigma in it. And
it's not the difference like we have in English, I will, I shall.
No, that's right. Well, actually, using those differences, you're saying. No, we translate in English because that's one of our rules. I shall and you will, see. But in the Greek, there's not that usage. It's all the same form. There's no distinction between the I shall and you will form. But when you want to say for emphasis, instead of I shall, you say I will do this. That's why Satan in the English Bible says, I will exalt myself above the stars of heaven. I will be like the Most High. It should be I shall. But since it's a firm action, it's the opposite of the normal futuristic. It's a willful thing. Just like if you say normally, he will do this. Tell him to do it, he will do it. But if he said he shall do it, see, that's the imperative and emphatic, because it's the opposite of the reality in the English language. But you find, I'm sure, these modern translations versions do not keep this precise English term, but that's what it should be in the real high-flown, literal, accurate English. Any other comments or questions on that? All right, we look, take a little peek here at the imperfect. We'll see just the regular uses of the imperfect. Page 186 in Greek. Of course, this again is the linear action, the durative action in the past time, a moving picture show, as some author has mentioned here on page 186 at the bottom. It shows what's happening in continuation. All right, the regular uses we see here, just the three of them, like the regular uses of the present. First is the progressive imperfect. It's the action in progress in past time. And, of course, we have two different points of view. The first one may be vividly represented as actually going on in past time. That's a progressive imperfect of description. For instance, many rich people were casting in much. Ebalon, they were casting. It's a description of what is going on in the past, vividly expressed. Or the second use of this progressive present, or imperfect rather, to make contemplate the processes having gone on in past time up to the time denoted by the context, but without a necessary inference as to whether or not the process has been completed. This is the imperfect of duration. We normally have the pluperfect for that. For instance, in the meantime, John 4:31, his disciples had asked him, eroton. It really is, we're asking him. His disciples were asking him, but we would use the pluperfect. They had asked him. So they were asking him, but they already had asked him in the meantime. And so this is the duration, the imperfect duration. It's already been completed, the question, whatever it is, rather than just simply description. Any questions on that one there? Simultaneous imperfect might be defined as, top of it, 188. All right, the second regular use of the imperfect is the customary imperfect. May be used to denote that which regularly takes place, ordinarily occurred in past time, We use the expression used to. We used to do this. Good, right? The customary. For instance, Luke 3:10, and the multitudes used to ask him questions. Eperoton. We're asking him questions, used to ask him questions. In other words, that was a custom. They customarily were asking him questions. That's what it is, the customary. Then, of course, the iterative, imperfect third regular use. Iterative, of course, means to repeat and repeat and repeat. It's a broken line representing continuous action and dot, 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 dot in a sporadic sense all the time. They kept on choosing out the first seats, Luke 14:7. That's what that would literally mean, ex legonta. They continued, they kept on choosing, iterative, over and over. The scribes picked out the first seats.
Better place.
Better place, always trying to exalt themselves, mm-hmm. but rather to have the Lord exalt them. Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, but whosoever abased himself shall be exalted. Any other comments or questions on any of these? Okay, well, we'll take this up then next time. Good job, Ruth, and appreciate your coming too, Mr. Arson. And
by the way, I did not know that Mrs. Wade came to show you the way.
No.
I thought that you were coming another world from other place. And,
No. Oh, she knows. She knows where you are. She's picked you up before, right? For grief.
Yeah.
Well, she just came just to have keep her company. That's all. Because it was a surprise. She didn't know she might be have to pick you up. So she just was very graciously able.
Gracious.
Would you close the word of prayer with Arson as we close tonight?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for the truth of these words which we heard tonight.
Yes.
That our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. The sheep heard His voice. Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for this opportunity that we have to come around the Word of God and to study this difficult language. Father, we do thank Thee also for Dr. Wade, that he spends his time to teach us that we might know how to deal with words that applies in the correct way while we are dealing with others, whether preaching or teaching, that we might be able to present the truth and the whole truth. Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for Ruth, that she is with us and I can hear and learn much from her. Father, be with Dr. Wade and Mrs. Wade and with Ruth, and as we are traveling to our home, be with us, protect us, guide us, and use us. Forgive our sins, cleanse us, wash us, sanctify us, draw us closer to Thee, that we might serve Thee as Thou wanted us to do. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious and wonderful name. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you very much. Good job, Ruth, and you did a good job, by the way, on your final, too. That's, you looked up, that's a long,
yes.
Long, tedious process. It was difficult.
You prove yourself you, when you say you think that I am so small, that I am nothing. You are small in the stature, but you are high as a mountain.
Yes, he certainly knows some stuff there.
George, you're pulling my leg.
Very good.
I'm not used to pull the legs.
I
nobody.
Hope not.
No.